Well, thank you, and good morning, everyone. Today's comment program is going to be with Cherry County Attorney Eric Scott, candidate Eric Scott as well. It is a paid advertisement on behalf of Eric Scott. So, Eric, welcome back to the program. It's been a couple of weeks since we had a chance to visit.
Thank you, Mike. It's great to be back here.
Well, and it's chilled off. And the weather has definitely taken a little turn, hasn't it?
I love it. I love it.
It is definitely fall. That means election time. Ballots come out on the 19th. So tomorrow they'll be sending those ballots out to Cherry County voters, and it'll be time to make the decisions.
It will be, Mike. You know, we've worked hard. We're coming to the end. It's unfortunate. My opponent has chosen not to debate and have a discussion. I want to thank you for your efforts trying to arrange that. I really appreciate that. It's unfortunate. You know, the voters are the ones who suffer because of that. That's not going to be us. You know, every Monday, every Friday, we go to court. The burden of proof is on us. We have to make our case. In November, I'm going down to argue two cases on behalf of Cherry County in front of the Supreme Court. And the judges there ask you questions, and they ask hard questions.
That's like the World Series, right?
That's like the World Series, just November baseball, if
yes.
you will.
Yeah.
And you have to make your case there, and you have to be able to defend your case. And as long as we're Cherry County Attorney, that's what we intend to do.
So you have to have a pretty much bulletproof case to go up against nine opponents, you might say, in there that are all looking for why it's not going to work.
You want to have your arguments in place, and you want to be able to go in there and articulate them and feel confident in that, yes.
So I'm just going to follow up a little bit on that, Eric. Those are cases concerned with the wind and suits against the county for that. There was some criticism of you for bringing in some outside help with another law firm and having to, the county having to pay that. I mean, first of all, I think it makes sense. But tell us why that is and actually what kind of help you received on those things.
Oh, absolutely, Mike. You know, we negotiated a discounted rate. We've been up against in our litigation two law firms who have close to 50 lawyers. Our office lacks the infrastructure, you know, the equipment, mm-hmm. the clerks, the research associates to do that. But we have formulated the arguments. We've made all of the arguments. And really, when you break it down, it comes out to about 8 hours a month since this has been going on. Everything else we've done.
And that's been handled internally within your office and your normal pay scale, I guess.
Yes. No additional compensation for that.
No overtime, huh?
No overtime. and we've won.
Yeah, I was going to say, and that's the big point of that is won. Speaking of winning, mm-hmm. Last time we visited, and I forgot the exact number, it was almost 300 prosecuted cases in, was that 2021?
Fiscal 2022. The Supreme Court's on the fiscal year, yes.
Okay, so you have had almost 300 prosecuted cases, of which, how'd they turn out?
Well, those are, we've got one of the best winning percentages in the district, one of the highest prosecution percentages, and, you know, we have 15 counties in our district. We're the number one in prosecution. I think we're number four or five in population. And the second county that has the second most prosecutions, we do the job for about half of what they do it for.
What is the budget for a county attorney's office? Well, Cherry County.
For this fiscal year, it was $177,000. I think it's $15,000 higher for next year. But we have several serious cases coming up. We have a murder case coming up, mm-hmm. and we've got two serious felony assaults and use of a deadly weapons cases coming up. So we're going to have some additional expense. So I think it's about $15,000 higher, about $190,000 mm-hmm. for this year.
So how does that compare to peer communities of O'Neill or Broken Bow and some of those?
Well, for fiscal 2022, Custer County would be about twice.
Oh, really?
It would be about twice, yes. And O'Neill, I think we're about $65,000-$70,000 less than them.
Than what they operate on.
Than what they operate on. And I think they were third in fiscal 2022.
Okay.
So we try and do it in a cost-effective manner.
And that's what the taxpayers of Cherry County want to see is cost-effectiveness.
Well, I think they want to see two things. I think they want to see cost-effectiveness, and they want to see success. And, you know, we've been lucky over the time that I've been county attorney. Every lawsuit that's been brought civilly against Cherry County, we've successfully defended. We successfully defended attorney general complaints that were found where the attorney general took no action, and we've prosecuted the most crimes in the entire 8th Judicial District.
Sounds like a good record, and that's available for the public to look at, isn't it? I mean, if they go to the courthouse?
Absolutely, or you could just get on the Supreme Court website.
Oh, yeah. So it's all on, everything's online now.
Everything's online, and the Nebraska Supreme Court does a really good job of keeping their records, so yes.
So let me ask you about plea deals. What's the thought process that goes into a plea deal? I mean, there's a lot of moving parts out there, it seems like.
Sure. One of the things we've got to remember is that every trial we have, and we're not afraid to have trials. We've had quite a few in our time. But every trial is going to be between $5,500 and $8,500 bare minimum. Mm-hmm. And Cherry County, Nebraska, as you might guess, is the most expensive place in the state to have a trial because jurors are paid mileage.
Oh, yeah.
So Okay. We've got to think about that every time we put an agreement together. And what we take a look at in an agreement is the offender's past record, mm-hmm. the severity of the crime, and probably most importantly is can the state get as good or better of a deal with this agreement as if they went to trial?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you can get a deal, and there's a lot of things where the courts have standardized fines for, and they should.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And there are some that the legislature has said that there's a standardized fine for, and that's appropriate. And if you can get that deal without spending, let's say, $7,500 of the county's money, then you take that. And if you take $7,500 and you multiply that by 300, for instance, you get into an awfully big number.
Right. It adds up fast.
So what we want to do is we want success and efficiency. Put them together.
Sounds like that's what most of the taxpayers in Cherry County are going to want to see. Speaking of taxpayers in Cherry County, in your ad, your most recent ad, you were talking about Second Amendment rights and fighting the liberal agenda. And people wonder, what does that have to do with county politics? My opinion would be, and maybe we share this opinion, that all politics, the most powerful form of politics, is at your county level.
All politics are local, Mike. Everything starts with the county level. You know, we have a commitment at our office to be common sense conservatives. We try and reflect those values in what we do. And it's easy, and sometimes the left encourages people to dismiss the bigger ideas. The ideas of the Constitution, mm-hmm. The ideas of the Bill of Rights, the ideas of an overriding political philosophy, and they say, "Don't worry about this. There's no place for it." Well, there is a place for it, and it governs our actions. I think we could take a look, Mike, at the crime and the drugs that flow in from the open southern border.
Mm-hmm.
And see that it definitely does have an effect on local issues. You know, when I started as a prosecutor, started as Cherry County attorney, methamphetamine was just taking a hold. And if you remember, one of the things that was going on was meth labs. You know, people were manufacturing
meth. A trailer house somewhere in the woods or something.
Exactly. People were manufacturing methamphetamine. That doesn't exist anymore.
Really?
No. What happens is that methamphetamine, that fentanyl, the precursors or the ingredients to make those goes to Mexico from China, and they make it there, and it comes in through the southern border. And, you know, it was demonstrable under the last administration to see the decline. Mm-hmm. I witnessed it, and, you know, I've witnessed that there's more of it now.
You recently spent a few days with a bunch of other county attorneys. What kind of things do you talk about during those seminars? Is this the kind of stuff that you guys have conversations about?
No, I'd like to have more conversations about this, but generally what we talk about is the more technical aspects to the job, how to present a case, specific evidentiary standards, the recent case law, those sorts of things. One thing that I would tell you that I came back with, that maybe it wasn't a presentation per se, but it was certainly the scuttlebutt, is that throughout the state, just like the nation, so it's happening here in Nebraska, is that you're seeing very, very liberal people with not much experience challenge experienced prosecutors, especially experienced conservative prosecutors. Mm-hmm. There's a whale of a race going on right now in Lincoln, Nebraska, in Lancaster County, where a former state senator who runs, I believe, an organization devoted to the legalization of marijuana is challenging the county attorney. Mm-hmm. And, you know, those policies that somebody like that are going to implement are going to have serious social consequences.
So what made you, you've done this for a long time, 20 years, something like that. You've got a good track record that's out there for everybody to see. Why do you keep wanting to put yourself through this? I don't know.
Well, you know, it's about Cherry County. Cherry County has been very good to me. It's a wonderful place to live, the best place in the world. My wife, Deanna, and I raised our children here. We live here, and it's a great place. The other thing that I would tell you is that on a more national stage, I don't like what I see. I don't like what I see, some of the things that are happening with law enforcement on a national basis. I think the raid of Donald Trump's house set us back 237 years. We just abandoned 237 years of custom and jurisprudence that day. And it's just wrong. I think that prosecutors especially need to be the people that act appropriately. Overreach and motive are unacceptable.
I think having somebody that's from the community, been there for a long time, understands the thought process within the community is important to having those kinds of positions. I would think most Cherry County residents would feel that way.
Well, I'd hope so, and I won't get into the whole charging statute, but I would tell you that the people who drafted the charging statute and the Nebraska statutes were just brilliant, because what it really puts the burden on the county attorney to not impose their view mm-hmm. of the world on the county, but rather to be reflective of the county and the community's views. Do what is acceptable and right in the eyes of the people of the county. And that's powerful stuff.
Right, that is. That's the basics of things there as we get back to the local. I've asked some questions here, and I know you brought notes, that some things that you wanted to touch upon before we run out of time, and kind of a short 15 minutes is going to fly by here pretty quickly. But what are some other points that you wanted to make in today's?
Well, you know, Mike, I've appreciated the opportunity to come on here, and this race has been fun. It's been reinvigorating. It's good to talk to people again and to listen to what the community has to say. And I think we're doing a strong job, and we want to continue to do a strong job. Now, I would say this, you know, my opponent has been critical. She's thrown a little mud at myself and the ladies who work in my office. That's just not acceptable. But in the next couple of weeks, you could hear more of that, and I hope not. You know, I hope we all take the high road. But if the listeners hear more of that, I'd like them to ask themselves, why won't my opponent enter into a public debate where she says these things to my face and we get an opportunity to respond?
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, Eric Scott's our guest here. He is the current county attorney running for re-election to the county attorney, and your ballots are going to be coming out by the end of the week to cast those ballots for all the county offices, and county attorney, of course, is going to be one of those. But, Eric, we appreciate you coming in. Anything else today that we need to wrap up with?
Well, Mike, I appreciate it, and I'd ask humbly ask the voters to fill in this oval and check the box and vote for me as they get their ballot in the mail. And thank you.
All right. Eric Scott, candidate for Cherry County Attorney and the current Cherry County Attorney, has been our guest on this first portion of the comment program. We want to thank him for coming on over and visiting with us this morning. It's been a paid advertisement by Eric Scott for County Attorney. We'll be back in just a moment.